This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was one of those days where there was actual news that had nothing to do with the virus. Actual sports news, nothing to do with coronavirus or coronavirus protocols or testing or health and safety guidelines. No, it's kind of fun. For a few hours, and we're going to extend that time period here on the show, it was great to have a headline that was pure sports. No reading into it, no need to read into it. Nah. Patrick Mahomes and his record contract will outlast coronavirus, peeps. How about that? It will still be a story long after the virus is not. Patrick Mahomes has more staying power than does the coronavirus, which I appreciate. It's cool to think big picture. And if possible, hear me out on this one. Mahomes may actually be underpaid with this new contract. There's one thing that there's no disputing. Mahomes is the face of the NFL now. The Chiefs want him to be. The league wants him to be. And it's hard not to be happy for the guy. I mean, I suppose if you're one of those who is ticked that an athlete makes this kind of money, for me, the dollars, it's monopoly money. I can't identify with it. Most of us as Americans, those of you who are listening to me, can't identify with this kind of money, but who cares? It's not our money. We're not paying his contract. What I know is that Mahomes wears it well. What I know is that he has broad enough shoulders that can handle this responsibility. What I know is to this point, now no person is perfect, but to this point, he has represented both himself and his family and the Chiefs and his teammates and his relationship with Andy Reid and the other coaches. He's represented all of them with class and grace, humility, responsibility, duty, obligation. Mahomes won't tell you this is all about him because he doesn't think it is. He is a fantastic ambassador with that unique voice. He's exactly what the NFL needs. And with the big arm and the NFL MVP award to go along with now a Super Bowl MVP, this is the right time for the Chiefs to pay him. Now, here's my question. If you're Mahomes, why lock yourself into a 10-year deal? Granted, it's a lot of money, no doubt. But there could come a time, try to imagine this, there could come a time when he's actually cheap. The going rate for quarterbacks may soar past what Mahomes is making in this deal. If you're Mahomes, you sign this contract for 10 years. Wouldn't it potentially be worth more money if you sign a 5-year deal or a 6-year deal, win another MVP, continue to get the Chiefs into the playoffs, and then say at 29 or 30 when you are going into your prime. Maybe your arm has lost, I don't know, 1 mile per hour on it. He's definitely got a cannon for an arm. But wouldn't it be financially beneficial to then turn that into another deal? Let's say contracts for quarterbacks at that point are even higher, even more than what he's making, which again is, it's crazy to try to wrap our brains around. But at the very least, you get more guaranteed money. I mean, he's only getting a $140 million in an injury guarantee. I mean, it's nutso to think about that kind of money, but you never know where we could be in 5 years. The NFL's stated goal, Roger Goodell's stated goal, is for the NFL to be a $25 billion a year industry. If that's the case, Mahomes could cash in again, except he chose to hitch his wagon to the Chiefs for the next 10 years. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Again, I challenge you to not be happy for Patrick Mahomes. This is awesome. We knew it was coming. I wouldn't say it's a huge surprise. Maybe the timing. He wasn't nervous about it, but they seem to want to get it done. And honestly, if you're the Chiefs, not that they were looking for a discount in any way. They've made this promise before publicly that they were planning to break the bank on Mahomes. And they made good on that promise. But he will never be, well, let me take that back. He could be more expensive than he is right now if he wins a couple more MVPs and continues to put up the numbers that he is. But at this point, what we know of Patrick Mahomes, this is the most expensive that he's been to this point in the NFL. Remember the first year he didn't even play until the very last week of the year when the Chiefs traded away Alex Smith, but he sat his rookie year. For him to get the deal at this point, absolutely the Chiefs are paying top dollar, but they were prepared for that. But why would you take a 10-year deal when you could potentially make more money down the road? Interesting question. But then again, Patrick Mahomes is an interesting guy. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. It's good to have you on board, our second show of the work week. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We generally throw out a Twizzler Tuesday question as we say sayonara Monday and move into a Tuesday. So I've got one for you, but I also want to know what you think of the Patrick Mahomes massive, mammoth, major, heavyweight contract extension. So again, on Twitter or Facebook, our phone number 855-212-4227. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need certainty, both those T's have to be pronounced. Last night I said certainty, and then I felt bad about it. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. 855-212-4227. What's your reaction to the Patrick Mahomes extension? It's kind of a weird ray of light. Bright red or bright green, the color of money. But either way, just a fun storyline. A good storyline. Again, we knew it was coming, but we just didn't know the timing. But I like it. I like the fact that in the midst of virus and virus protocols and everything else going on, most of it's bad news. Let's be honest. Day after day after day, it seems like most of it's bad news, whether we're talking about sports or the greater national consciousness. And this was a kind of a feel-good story for Patrick Mahomes. For his agent, what a comeback for Lee Steinberg. If you don't know Lee Steinberg's story, of course, he's the agent that Jerry Maguire, the movie, was based on. And he was rich and he was powerful and he represented all the best quarterbacks in the NFL for a long time. And then he became an addict and he had a very long and extended battle with alcohol. But if you follow him on social media, and he's a friend of mine, so we're actually personal Facebook friends, and I see him whenever we have big events, like last saw him in Miami on Radio Row. He is very public about the number of days it's been since he had his last drink, and he says, he terms it like this, 5,322 days on the sunny side of the street, which I think is amazing. So referring to his sobriety. And he had to go back and go through a lot of the the classes. He had to get recertified, all the certification processes to get back and become an NFL agent. And Patrick Mahomes out of Texas Tech, they joined forces. And look at this, $50.3 million a year. Again, think about the Chiefs. They didn't have to give him that much. Maybe there's the bit of the concession is that he agreed to take the 10 years. They agreed to go ahead and break the bank and to go so far over and above what the next richest quarterback is making, which is Russell Wilson at a meager $35 million per year. So Patrick Mahomes, signed, sealed, delivered, and that's great for the NFL and it's great for NFL fans. Seriously, he's the kind of athlete that you drop everything to watch. He's appointment television. And if you need any evidence, well, just go back to the last three games that we saw with Mahomes. Three playoff games for the Chiefs. Of course, Arrowhead Stadium with the first two. Then the Super Bowl. All three. Double-digit deficits in the second half. In the fourth quarter. And all three times. He brings them back. And if you've never seen, just as a side note, if you've never seen the mic'd up version of the Super Bowl that the NFL Network does, they call it sound effects, I think, but it's incredible. It's from NFL Films. They do it for a lot, like every week during the season, but then they do it for the playoff game, specifically for the Super Bowl. It's awesome. He's a nut. And I mean that in a total complimentary style, because I'm also a nut. The man is, I mean, he was so confident, even when they were trailing, even when it looked like all hope was lost. He's, yeah, he's awesome. He's good for his teammates. And again, that relationship with Andy Reid is special. So 10 years, $503 million is what this contract could be worth. There's a no trade clause, which no doubt the Chiefs were ready to sign that over immediately. Wait, would you like a no trade clause to go along with this? They don't want him to be asking elsewhere. They don't want to ship him elsewhere. And there's a $140 million injury guarantee. Now, he came through that dislocated kneecap with flying colors. And everything about the way he approached it was the same as he approached being healthy and playing football. So the Chiefs had him under contract for two more years. But it was the bargain basement price of $2.8 million for this upcoming season, still under his rookie deal. And then because they picked up the fifth-year option, remember he was a first-round draft pick, of course, and so they picked up the fifth-year option, which would have paid him not quite $25 million, but close in 2021. So he'll get that, but then you tack on the 10-year extension, which leaves him under contract with the Chiefs for the next dozen years. I mean, that's phenomenal. $83 million plus in signing bonuses for the first 3 years of the new deal. And for good measure, the first three seasons of the extension are completely guaranteed. So it is kind of funny. They get him for not even $3 million this season. And then they're going to save their pennies. The Hunt family's just going to, they're going to start saving money, stop traveling, stop purchasing things they don't need on Amazon. They're going to save all their money, and then they're going to have to pay Mahomes. But for now, he's super cheap. He's bargain basement. What's your reaction? Can't wait to hear from you on Twitter, on Facebook, or on the phones here after hours with Amy Lawrence. Bryant McFadden's a former Steeler himself, now with CBS Sports HQ as an NFL analyst, and he gives his reaction.
You can see the difference when an organization value you as an elite guy. They value you as a player, what you do on and off the football field. You don't have to beg to ask for the money you're going to get. Pat Mahomes is making $50 million per year. Russell Curly Hair Wilson had the highest per year salary at 35. He didn't just jump over that number. He jumped past that number. So now, if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan and you love Dak Prescott wearing that star in his helmet, The price definitely went up. But I can tell you this much, guys. Pat Mahomes had, he just signed a Pat Mahomes deal. Only Pat Mahomes can sign this deal. The total number, the total contract number, the total guaranteed number, the total per year number. He's the only player in the National Football League that can sign that type of contract. He's in his own neighborhood where he has his own house. Nobody else can move in that neighborhood. You don't stand a chance. All you can do is just ride by the neighborhood and look at that house and just wave and think, man, I wish I could have that Pat Mahomes house. Because only Pat Mahomes can get that house, and only Pat Mahomes can get this type of contract.
At least right now in the NFL, Bryant McFadden makes a great point. Funny enough, too, he's currently on my TV on CBS Sports HQ, probably saying the same exact things. And so Mahomes is the undisputed face of the NFL. He may have been for most people just because of the Super Bowl MVP, of course, the 2018 MVP award. He may have been your choice for face of the NFL even before this contract. But the man is locked up with one NFL team for 12 years. That is nearly unheard of. Not unheard of that a guy stays with a team for 12 plus years. We certainly know that has happened. Tom Brady just left the Patriots after two decades. But to have a contract for 12 years, when does that ever happen? And I'm interested. I'm interested in why Mahomes took a 10-year deal. He didn't have to. They could have tacked on five to what he already has, and he'd still be under contract for seven and then turn around and make another deal in the prime of his career. So I'll ask that question of NFL insider, quarterback specialist, Benjamin Albright, who will join us from Denver coming up top of next hour. In the meantime, Mahomes is unique. He's got that crazy shock of hair, which I love. You can kind of spot him anywhere. You can recognize his voice, the enthusiasm, the energy, the big arm, the brain that processes so quickly, the left-handed passes, for heaven's sakes. The man's a marvel. Oh, he could be in Marvel Comics. Shoot, I don't even know. I always get them wrong. Producer Chris is not here to get me straight on which superheroes belong to which comic books. But he could be in the Marvel action movies. Forget it. He could be in Star Wars. See, that's way better. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, and we'll get to your calls. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Patrick Mahomes, fullback, Sherman shifts to the right. They're going to run a sprint option action. Mahomes keeps it. He dives right side. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes, a one-yard touchdown run. His third rushing touchdown of his postseason career.
I want to be a Chief for a long time. I want to have a contract that says that and that I can go out there and know that I have that security and everything like that. But I understand and trust the Chiefs organization and everybody in it that they're going to handle it the right way. I trust my representation that they're going to let me ease my mind and let me go out there and just love the game that I've loved playing. And so for me, whenever that happens, it happens.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, I would say mission accomplished, no? Wowzers. Mission accomplished in a loud and powerful and emphatic way. As Patrick Mahomes signs a contract extension, it is pretty humorous that he'll make $2.8 million in 2020, the year after he wins a Super Bowl and an MVP. However, payday is coming, peeps. The payday is coming. And I don't know that you can be upset about Mahomes making this money. Now, I get it. It's a lot of money. Most of us can't even fathom this kind of a contract. I certainly can't. Heck, I'd live on 1% of what Mahomes is just signed up for the rest of my life and be happy about it. But I can't be unhappy for him. I'm thrilled for him. I think he's great for the NFL. I think he's great for pro sports. I think he's a fantastic ambassador for professional athletes. Seriously, what bad thing can you say about Patrick Mahomes? Now, the man isn't perfect. None of us is. But he's likable. He's personable. He's charismatic. He shows all the leadership qualities and traits that are great for a locker room. He respects his coach and his teammates. I mean, that's something to be said about a young athlete. He does it the right way, quote unquote. He passes the ball with his left hand spontaneously. Yes, and everything he does on the football field is even better. Here's what I can say about Mahomes. The way he plays football is not even the most impressive thing about him. That's the highest compliment I can give a pro athlete or any athlete. And I believe it's a compliment that Mahomes lives up to. The way he plays football, incredible, impressive. Not even the most impressive thing about Pat Mahomes. He's the total package, which is why the Chiefs are thrilled to lock him up, and the NFL owners around the rest of the league, as much as they have to compete against him, they're thrilled to see him locked up as well, because he's now the undisputed face of pro football in the United States. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So we've got a spot on our Facebook page where you can weigh in our Twizzler Tuesday question, because it's always good to get Monday in the rearview mirror. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line here at CBS Sports Radio. It's sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now Geico offers an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico can already save you, so no need to delay. Visit geico.com right now and learn more. Let's see if we can work in a phone call here before the bottom of the hour. Tony is listening in Arlington, Texas. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Amy, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm ecstatic for Patrick Mahomes, because the compliments you give him are exactly, I couldn't echo them any better. And I went to Texas Tech, so I'm happy to have a Red Raider.
Oh, cool.
In such a high status, but I'm from Wisconsin, so I enjoy your stories about Grams.
Grammy, yeah.
But my question for you is, what does this, how do you see this impacting other quarterbacks? For instance, Mr. McFadden talked about Dak Prescott briefly, and does this make him possibly a $40 million quarterback? What do you think?
Gosh, let's just, and I'll ask Benjamin Albright, our NFL insider, that question when he joins us top of the hour. But if the pattern plays out the way that we've seen it, wouldn't it then stand to reason that Dak might expect to have a contract more along the lines of Mahomes? It doesn't so much matter your resume or your rank among NFL QBs. It really doesn't seem to matter. It just seems to matter who signed right before you and where you are in the line of dominoes. And so I don't know whether or not Jerry Jones would pay his quarterback $50 million. That seems exorbitant. However, I think if nothing else, this does boost Dak over the $40 million a year mark. Now, what it looked like is that he was going to get along the same lines as a Russell Wilson. Is it possible that he and his representation wanted to wait until Mahomes got his contract? You know what else is potentially a big deal is Deshaun Watson. What does this mean for Deshaun Watson? And so those two guys are likely kind of the next ones in line. And again, I don't know if their teams will pay them $50 million. Sometimes it depends on salary cap. But at the very least, I feel like there's no way you get away with paying them under 40 per year because of where Mahomes is now and because of how much he's boosted the market.
And then when you get done with the quarterbacks you just mentioned, mm-hmm. It's Baltimore's turn.
Yes, I mean, soon. Lamar Jackson is 2 years in, and they'll likely pick up his... Wait, was he a first year? He was, right? I mean, a first round. He was a first round QB. So he is likely then going to have his fifth year option picked up, which, of course, they did with Mahomes. Bears did not do with Mitch Trubisky. But yeah, I mean, if Lamar continues on this trajectory, I don't know how you can get away with not paying him. That's the kind of the crazy part, is that other quarterbacks watch and their agents watch to see these dominoes drop, and then boom. No doubt, Tony, there was a massive celebration in the homes of both Deshaun Watson and Dak Prescott, as well as their agents, when they saw this contract today.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love your program. I appreciate you taking my call.
Good to talk to you, Tony. Thanks so much. Arlington, Texas, home of the Dallas Cowboys, weighing in. Of course, this year, the Cowboys are not allowed to go to California. Remember, Oxnard, California has been their training camp home for years, but they have to stay at their own facility. So it'll be a bit of an aberration, like pretty much everything else in 2020. Bob Uesler joining us from his super secret home base. Hello, Bob.
How are you, Amy? Good to talk to you again.
You too. I can't even fathom this kind of money. And then I remind myself, we work in radio, so we knew the deal when we started this career, right?
Oh, yeah, I agree. There's certainly anything. There's nothing that either of us can actually comprehend because of the businesses we have chosen. But it did get me to thinking about, when do we get the first $1 billion total deal?
Oh, my
gosh. You know, how much longer? I mean, this is half a billion.
Seriously.
So we're on our way.
Yeah. Although I will say again, and I try to remind people of this, that Mahomes and the money that he has already earned for both the Chiefs and the NFL. So the NFL markets him too on national TV games with his likeness. I mean, the money that he's already earned for the Chiefs by the excitement that he's brought in, by helping them to win a Super Bowl, and then for the NFL too, because again, that they can feature him. They've made at least that much on him, if not more.
I could not agree more, and I certainly am in the camp of those who always respond to the question, X is not worth that much, and I always respond, of course X is worth that much. Somebody is willing to pay
exactly
X that much, and in this case, I agree. He's worth the money. He is worth the money, and you don't know how it turns out in the long run, but you know what? I think it's a pretty good bet putting money on this guy.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's the kind of guy that even if you're not a fan of the Chiefs, which I happen to be a fan of the Denver Broncos since age 13, so this is actually not great news for Broncos fans, but I still say he is worth the price of admission. He's the kind of guy that one of the athletes in pro sports that you pretty much drop everything for to watch because you never know what you're going to get.
Seems very genuine, too. You know, you can just fake so much, and I don't detect any of that whatsoever in him.
Agree. I feel like he's very sincere and at times almost nerdy because of how excited and enthusiastic he is. But people call me that, too, so I'm okay. We're in good company.
You're also very natural.
Oh, thank you. So, Bob, have we talked peanut butter burger or not? Did you try it?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay.
We did talk briefly
about it.
I made a fleeting reference to it when you were talking about, you were asking about the All-American foods, and I answered hamburger. And then I've made a reference to the peanut butter deal. And here's how I would describe the experience. It was sort of a culinary collision, I thought.
What a great term. Plus, I love alliteration. Culinary collision, meaning it was a car accident?
Well, a car accident, it has a negative connotation. But I thought that they kind of, the two flavors and two excellent flavors were fighting each other a little bit.
Agreed. But I didn't feel like they blended well.
Yeah, but you know what? They're both so tasty. You know, individually, even if you put them together and you have that, as I put it, the collision, it still went down fine.
From now on, here's how I'm going to do it. A burger on one half of the plate and a blop of peanut butter on the other. And I'm just going to eat them separately because they're both really good. But I don't think they go together.
I never thought of that kind of approach, but I like your style.
I do love peanut butter. Sometimes when I get it out for, say, a peanut butter and jelly or just to put it on my toast, I'll just go ahead and get a whole spoonful and just eat the peanut butter before the toast is ready. It's so good.
I think we've all been down that road before.
It's very good for you, too, as a matter of fact.
Yes, you know, we fool ourselves sometimes.
Good fats. All right, Bob, it's good to have you with us. Nice to talk to you again.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. Here on After Hours, we like you as much as you like us.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
This is my first time calling in, actually.
Woo, woo.
Amy, hey, how are you doing?
I'm good.
I listen to your show every night and love it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Your show is getting better and better. Your love of sports and joy of living, your enthusiasm is exploding through my radio this morning.
What's up, Amy? Love this show. You're hands down the best woman on radio.
I think there are three of us, so that's a huge compliment, Nick.
Call Amy at 855-212-4CBS.
What's your reaction to the blockbuster deal for one Patrick Mahomes? I just tweeted it, but I'll say it again. The best compliment I can give the Super Bowl MVP is that the way he plays football is not the thing that impresses me most about him. Next 12 seasons, he is locked up for the Kansas City Chiefs, so the next two fall under his rookie deal. Oh, so cheap. $2.8 million in 2020. Heavens. But overall, this contract extension that lasts for a full decade now becomes the richest contract in American professional sports. He bypasses Mike Trout, who had the 12-year deal that was worth $426.5 million going back about 15 months ago. Now, the difference is that Trout's contract is fully guaranteed. Mahomes is not. He has a lot of guaranteed money in it, but it's not fully guaranteed. So what are the chances Mahomes plays through the next 12 years under the same deal? That's also an interesting question, because very rarely do guys play out their whole contract. Not big name guys, right? Teams get nervous that they're going to bolt and go somewhere else, or they ask for a raise before the deal is up. Their team says either yes or no. And so it usually ends up becoming a major dispute at the end of a deal. Unless the team is willing to let that player walk and the player himself knows that it's time for him to go somewhere else. A lot of times in the NFL, guys get cut because they cost too much money. I mean, it's outrageous to think of that now with Mahomes, but you never know. At the end of these 12 years, he'll be 36. Oh my gosh, that's so old. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Kevin, who's in Louisiana. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Amy, thank you. You pretty much said everything there is to say about Mahomes at this point, but, you know, he's a generational talent, and honestly, up until, you know, he started, you know, a couple years ago, there was not, you know, a person in the league that I really cared about. You know, I'm a Cowboys fan, so, you know, I watched the Cowboys play, but there was nobody else in the league that I just had to make it a point to watch. Mm-hmm. Until now. You know, with Mahomes, I try to catch every Kansas City game that I could possibly catch. But anyway, so, yeah, that's a good thing. But, you know, talking about how it affects Dak, Prescott, now I'm not a Prescott hater, and I'm not a Prescott, you know, super fan. You know, I think he's done pretty good. I just I want to see him in a new system. I want to see him in this new system and see how he does. I'm not really convinced at this point that he's what I want as a franchise quarterback. So to me, what this does for me and what it does for the Cowboys is it allows us to franchise tag him not only this year but next year. And also the year after that,
right? But if you do that, though, you ruin your relationship with him. I mean, think about the Redskins and Kirk Cousins. Players get ticked by that, and then he'll walk. He'll go somewhere else.
Well, I understand that, but here's the thing. I mean, if he didn't prove himself after this year, you know, obviously you're going to franchise him one more year. And if he doesn't do it that year, who cares if he walks?
Wait, why would you obviously franchise him one more year?
I said if he doesn't prove himself after this year.
Well, then why not just get a cheap rookie quarterback and start over again? If you're not convinced after, what, 5-6 years that Dak Prescott is your guy, then why pay him another? I mean, the average, the franchise tag average is going to skyrocket because of Mahomes' contract. I mean, Dak is making 31.5, if I remember correctly, this season, and that's an average. It's an average of the top quarterback salaries in the league. So with Mahomes making $50 million a year, although I don't know if it, I guess it doesn't kick in for another 2 years, but it's still the league averages are going to continue to go up. So if you're going to pay him $33 million, but you don't think he's your guy, that to me is a waste. You might as well just start over.
We're going to start. I mean, that's the whole thing. He either is going to be our guy or he's not. And I can pretty much, yeah. I mean, obviously we will start over. But it's but it just buys us more time. I mean, you know, like you talked, the way Mahomes' contract is structured, you know, Prescott is 31 million this year?
Yeah, 31 and a half. Yeah, but you don't. You've got Andy Dalton. Yeah, but you got
over 30.
Yeah, but you got Andy Dalton on your roster. You don't need to keep Dak around just until you find someone else. I mean, you've got a veteran there, and Dalton loves Dallas. And if you would rather have Dalton, I mean, he's still in the prime of his career too. So again, I don't buy franchise tagging him unless you're looking for more time to give him a long term deal. That would not be Jerry's preference. You're not going to pay him that kind of money if you don't believe in him. Unless Jerry changes his mind, Kevin. I mean, he's been saying all along that Dak's their guy.
Well, it depends on what you believe, too. It's also been said that, you know, in multiple meetings, Jerry walks in and says, hey, is Dak our guy? You know, so anyway, I don't know. We'll see. I hope he is, honestly. I hope he takes us to the NFC Championship this year. That's my goal. So anyway, thanks for taking my call, Amy.
Thanks, Kevin. Good to talk to you. Let's talk to Peter, who's in New Jersey. Welcome to After Hours.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Missed you for a week when you were off.
Yeah, well, my family showed up to rescue me so I could move into my house, so it was necessary. I was about to lose my mind.
Well, I will be moving soon, too.
Oh, then you understand.
Yes, me and her are going to wherever she figures out after I get my six-figure check.
Oh, well, I'm happy for you.
So is she. She saved my life.
Aw.
But the contract for Mahomes, you know, Derek, you said something about a 36-year-old. Sometimes quarterbacks get better with age.
Agreed.
You always have to look at history of them. Tom Brady, Jim Plunkett, Vince Ferragamo, Joe Namath.
All right, but the majority,
you know,
the majority, though, don't play 20 years. And 36 is a lot of pounding on your body, especially the way Mahomes plays football. I'm not saying that it isn't possible. I'm only saying that at 36, 12 years down the road, 12 years as a starter in the NFL, that's a lot of pounding.
Well, the thing is, the one thing, he's going to have to watch out for his knees. My knees are shot. I'm 59 years old. My left knee, there are times I could not even get on my knee when I proposed to Brittany.
Did you play football?
To get back up.
Oh.
I played football.
Oh, okay.
I had to have a needle in my leg several times.
Well, then you understand why it's a risky business. Well, then you understand why it's a risky business for Pat Mahomes.
For someone like him, you know, it's all up to the training staff. The best training staffs keep their players safe. And he can have a long career.
Well, when he dislocates his kneecap on the field, I don't think you can blame the training staff
for
that.
My niece had two ACLs before the age of 17, and she's still playing soccer in her 20s.
Amazing.
Yes. When you see her down on the field when she's a freshman, and you get on your knees and tell her, don't cry, I'll buy you a car when you turn 17, which I did, and she kept on playing.
Was that because of the six-figure contract?
No.
Oh, I just wondered.
That's because that's called being a father.
Wait, I thought you said
even
she was your
you're
niece.
An uncle.
Oh, okay.
Being a father. No, there is. Did you go to college? Take psychology.
What does that have to do with anything?
You tell a 14-year-old girl that you're going to buy her a car when she turns 17, when she gets injured, she will do better. You just got to make sure you have the money to pay for it when she turns 17, or you make yourself look like a schmuck.
Oh, that's not you, Peter.
No, I'm an idiot. In the words of Brittany, I have the brain of a houseplant, like I like to call everybody else.
It must be your six figures.
No, the six figures is for pain and suffering, PTSD, and physical pain, arthritis.
Well, I mean,
I didn't serve
quite
in the military.
Journey.
My brother did during Vietnam.
Oh.
And I didn't see him for 4 years. The only thing I have is his letters.
Well, that's nice.
From Da Nang.
Mm.
You have a nice night, Amy.
Thank you, Peter.
Nice hearing you.
Oh, good to talk to you, too. David, would you like to jump in? Be nice.
I don't know if anyone could handle that any better.
I don't know what to say. I was a little confused about that. I was just a little confused.
I'm surprised he didn't give you a social security number.
Oh, heavens, we would have dumped that off the air. We don't want the poor man to reveal too much. Well, David, by the way, is... Well, okay, so do you go by David or do you go by Shep?
It doesn't matter, just as long as I get a paycheck.
Six figures?
I'm making that.
Please. It take me like a... Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Not, we work in radio. We compile that over the course of what?
Oh, you've been making 5 years? You've been making that host money for a long time now.
Oh, please. Host money, schmost money. It's radio. I took a pay cut just like everybody else. Anyway, so you prefer David or Shep?
Shep, but David Shep. Works... David.
I like
works
how
fine.
Your voice went, Shep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so used to not talking wearing a mask like 24/7 that when I do speak, I don't even know how to do it anymore.
Oh, well, I don't know how to be social. In fact, yeah. Because I just moved and I haven't worn my favorite jeans or earrings or even like mascara for 3.5 months. They feel so odd on my face now. Don't tell me if they look odd. I don't want to know.
Oh, I would never tell that as
no, I
you
know.
Don't tell any woman that. That's among the many things you don't tell women.
Yeah, there's no need. Anyway, so it's good to have you. Shep is working with us because we had some other emergencies earlier with the crew. Producer Chris is working from home. Have you heard anything? I know we just have about 90 seconds here, but have you heard anything about the peanut butter burger challenge that we had going around here at After Hours? So I did it. Dave did it. Mm-hmm. Bob Uessler did it. Mm-hmm. Andrew Bogish, I still need to ask him. He was supposed to. Producer Chris, I don't know if he did or not. We'll have to ask him a little bit later in the show.
Sure.
But peanut butter on a burger. It was sold to me as the greatest thing since sliced bread. It wasn't. For me.
What kind of burger?
Just a hamburger.
Okay.
Wait, do you eat bean burgers?
I see, that's the thing. I'm a vegetarian.
Oh,
so
no.
I go Beyond Burger, Amy.
Okay, well then, how about peanut butter on your... I don't think we can be friends anymore. I'm just teasing.
Fair enough.
How about... No wonder you're in such good shape. You
Thank
run,
you.
Too, right?
Yeah, I do halves like you do.
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
mine was canceled this year. Was yours canceled?
All of us was canceled
this year. Oh, it's a bummer.
And you know, they just canceled the NYC about a week
yes,
ago.
Yes, and Boston Marathon, too. Right. That was a bummer. So, in other words, you would eat peanut butter on a Beyond Burger? Is that what it's called?
Correct. They are the best, juiciest veggie burgers you will ever have in your life, Amy. Whole food. You got to try it.
You lost
it
me at veggie burger, man. If it's veggies, it's not a burger.
You got to try it, Amy.
It's okay. It's a patty. It's not a burger. You don't get to borrow the word burger and make it sound like it's some great. No. Veggie patty. A veggie concoction. Burger is reserved for. Well, I eat turkey burger, so what am I talking about? Okay, hypocrite. Anyway, coming up next, Benjamin Albright, NFL insider, Broncos sideline reporter for KOA Denver, specialist in quarterbacks. We'll ask him about Mahomes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.